This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bags come on. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to give us a call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. It's up 24 hours a day. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well. I'm just looking at the delay. We have about a two-second delay from me to the network at GCN, so we probably have, between you and me, about 3 seconds. So I just want to let you know it's a little extra long delay right now. I want to share something with you before we get into the meat of today's class. I have a bunch of John Deere equipment here at the farm, and I remember talking with the owner of a John Deere store, and that's what they call it, a store. That's where they sell tractors and mowers and implements. And, you know, all things John Deere for agriculture, you know, the green and yellow machines. And I remember him telling me that John Deere is a marketing company. That's what they thought they were. And the thing that makes John Deere really great is their parts network. So if you break something or you wear something out and you need a replacement, they've got it. You can go right to that store and they probably have it right there. And if they don't, they'll have it for you tomorrow morning, because of their parts network. And I guess they have trucks riding around from dealer to dealer to dealer to dealer, you know, into the warehouse and back and making a circle. And so there's parts on the move all the time. And they've got a computer system that will let those parts get to you right away, like tomorrow. So what happens when you're cutting hay is you check the equipment, check it, make sure everything's right, and you grease it, lubricate it, go out in the field, and then sometimes things break. It just happens. Well, we broke our hay mower yesterday, and it was a very simple part. On the PTO shaft, that's that long tumbler bar that comes out of the back of the tractor that turns the implement. Well, there's a clutch in there, and the clutch wore, and it wore to the point where it was wobbling. So we stopped before we did any more damage, and I got on the phone, and I called the John Deere dealer, and the dealer said, that part is no longer available from John Deere. It's a John Deere part, and you can't get a John Deere one, and there was no substitute. What I'm telling you is I have a mower. I just checked this morning before the broadcast. What would it cost to replace that mower if I wanted to buy a new one? $15,000. And the part is a $355 part. Now, $355 is outrageous, but I'm willing to be gouged so I can keep that mower still going, right? I do not want to spend $15,000. I won't spend $15,000, and I won't buy a green one, because John Deere just taught me that they don't have the parts that they used to have. John Deere, in my opinion, is not the same company as it used to be. So now I'm thinking, what do I need? What's going to break on our John Deere equipment? I better get that now while I can still get it, because later on I might have a tractor as a paperweight, because I might need something like, oh, I don't know, a water pump, a fuel pump, some kind of hydraulic seals. What am I going to need that I have to get from John Deere that's not available elsewhere? Because I'll buy it elsewhere before I buy it from John Deere, because they just taught me a nice lesson. But I'm furious, absolutely furious, that they no longer support the product. Now, how old is this mower? Well, I think the last year they made this particular model was 1996. So we're talking, you know, roughly 24 years, 25 years. That's not old in farm equipment vernacular. That's not old at all. Now, maybe in a car, yes, but not in farm equipment, because the tractor that I used to pull it is a 1984 tractor, and it's still going strong. So John Deere, in my opinion, used to make really great equipment. Now, I'm not so sure. And the parts, I'm really concerned about it. So what do you do? I don't know. But am I going to buy anything brand new from John Deere? Absolutely not. They taught me a huge lesson, because yesterday afternoon I was stranded. I was stranded because the old John Deere company is not the same as the new John Deere company, in my opinion. Do you have any comments, Gwyneth, about that?
I would say I think that you're right for not wanting to go with John Deere anymore. There was a company back in the 1950s and 1960s, and they were a Japanese company. Most Japanese companies back in that era didn't make good stuff. But this particular company decided that they were going to do something revolutionary, because the American television companies used to pride themselves on their service history. And this particular Japanese company decided to build a TV that you didn't need to fix. So they ended up selling so many televisions that the Americans ended up feeling quite threatened, especially General Electric, who prided themselves and who sold televisions based on their service history, and the Japanese were selling televisions that didn't need servicing. Well, I think the world has come ready for a tractor that doesn't need service. I mean, I know that they do eventually anyway, but, you know, it's you know, given that you're getting Massey Ferguson equipment that was built back in the 1950s that is still serviceable today, to the point where you get farmers here in Australia actually deliberately go out and buy 1950s Massey Ferguson tractors just because they know that they will be able to service them. Did you know that, Vincent? And they call them...
Yes, I have a...
Yeah.
I have probably two models newer than that here at the farm. I have a Ford tractor, and there was a Ford Ferguson as well. This tractor is blue. It's a 1974 three-cylinder diesel, straight diesel, no turbocharger, plain old diesel, manual steering, great big steering wheel because it needs to be big so you can turn it. But it just runs and runs and runs. And if I wanted to buy... they used to have a kit called an overhaul kit, and a farmer would say, oh yeah, I just overhauled it. Now, what does that mean, overhauled it? That means he took the head off. That means he took the pistons out, the connecting rods, the connecting rod bearings, put new pistons, new rings, new bearings, did a valve job, put new valve seals on it, put it all back together. That was an overhaul. Today, you do something like that, and it's considered major, major, major surgery, and it's unaffordable. Well, back then, and today, with this old 1974 Ford tractor, it's only 47 horsepower. It's a little tractor. Well, little, you know, like maybe 3,500 pounds. It's still, the tires come up to my chest, but, you know, it's a little tractor. And, yes, it's still serviceable, and the reason I bought it, probably 4,000 or 5,000 hours, maybe even 6,000 hours on this tractor. I bought it because it's plain Jane. It has no electronics on it. It's as simple as you can get, and it just starts up and it runs.
Yeah.
I want to have something that when things go worse than they are right now, at least I can use some of my equipment with this, you know, this little tractor.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Well, I'll look your local village, maybe not the tiny one, but the next size up, and see if there's any industrial engineers there, and they may be able to custom build you a part. You know, and
yeah.
if you won't get it,
well, you know,
you won't get it done for like $500 or whatever. It might cost you $1,000 or $2,000 instead of like $500 or whatever. But at least you won't be forking out $15,000 for a new mower.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, what I could do, if I were half crazy, what I could do is I could take my welder. And I could weld this clutch up so that it is on all the time, no clutch effect, you know, which would be pretty dangerous. Now, if I were, if this were post-apocalyptic, I would probably do that. But I'm not at that point. And I was able to find one. A guy shipped it to me. I was able to buy new old stock. You know, he had it, doesn't know what to do with it, looking for a customer for it, and I'm the guy. So it worked out beautifully. So it's on its way. And I will have that part. But what I'm saying is, John Deere let me down. John Deere absolutely let me down. And why would I buy equipment from them? And here's what they've done. John Deere will spray paint green some other company's implements. So let's say it's made by a company called Kuhn, K-U-H-N. Well, John Deere will say, okay, yours are red. Can you paint it green for us? Because we'd like to sell some of them. And they'll just take a Kuhn hay mower, put a different part number on it, and call it a John Deere hay mower. That's what they do. So what we have to do now is figure out who the original manufacturer was and try to find the parts through those sources, through companies who would sell Kuhn or something like that. But what we're finding is parts are getting really, really expensive. And John Deere told us that they could find an aftermarket, the whole assembly, not just the clutch, but this long bar. The clutch would fit in your hand. They would sell us the whole part for, you know, $1,000. But it wouldn't have a clutch. I could do that myself. I could make the tumbler bar without a clutch just by welding up what I had. Bottom line is, if you think that you are going to be able to buy parts for whatever it is that you own, I'm telling you, I don't think that's the case. And if you want to know something even more common, Tesla. Tesla had a server outage, and people were used to their smartphones with an app so they could lock and unlock and start their car and use it. The Tesla electric car, Model 3. Well, the app didn't work because Tesla's server went down. People were stranded because they didn't have their emergency keys with them. One guy locked his wallet in his car. I mean, he's really up to date technologically, and he can't get in his car because Tesla's app is down wherever their server is, maybe California. So people all over the country who wanted to use that app were locked out on Labor Day, because that's when they decided to service their servers. So what I'm saying is, if you are crazy enough to entrust people you don't know with technology you don't understand, you deserve what you get. You deserve it. I'm talking about having a ring lock on your door in your house that is controlled via the internet. If you want to put your trust in the internet for your home lock, thermostat, dishwasher, lights, heating system, cooling system, car, you deserve what you get. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's absolutely true. We'll be right back.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, it looks like we've just spanned 3 continents. We've got Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. Margaret is joining us in Spain, Europe, and I am in North America, the United States. Welcome, Margaret.
Hello there, Vincent.
Hey, I've got you on.
How are we doing today?
Good. I've got you on the schedule for Friday, 9 a.m.
That's what I thought. I just called in to give you my cell phone.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to have to do. Instead of giving it on the air, what we'll do is I'm going to put you on hold, and okay.
I gave it to the engineer. I gave it to the engineer already, Vincent.
Great. Well, thanks. Thank you so much. And it looks like we'll see you on Friday, and we're going to be talking about preparedness at the do-it level, correct?
Correct. I'm going to be much more practical now with some direct practical instructions.
Wonderful. Anything we can do for you today?
No. Thank you so much for everything. Y'all have a good talk with Gwyneth, and I'm aware of the news and all of that. We just have to keep our seatbelt on and go forward.
You're absolutely right. Hey, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was Dr. Margaret in Spain. Europe. Gwyneth, one other thing I wanted to mention about John Deere equipment, and then we'll get on with your class today. John Deere mowers, riding mowers, has a major fault. And this is as a result of Briggs & Stratton engines. They're two-cylinder V orientation engines. And they have a carburetor. It's a single bowl carburetor with two throats, and it has two brass orifices. And these brass orifices measure or meter the amount of fuel that goes into the carburetor. And through their brilliant engineering, they have an emulsion tube, which is a cylinder made of very slippery plastic. And it dips into the fuel, and there are two orifices that are connected to that. And they're held in by two little tiny O-rings. There's no screws. There's no indentations. It's O-rings on a slippery surface. And if you hit enough bumps and if you use enough ethanol fuel, which is common, regular in the United States, the O-rings deteriorate and these orifices fall down and the engine won't run. It won't start. I can't believe it. It's the dumbest design I've ever seen. How do I know? I've taken it apart. I've tried to fix it. The solution is really simple. You can buy two new orifices for $16 a piece, or you can buy a new carburetor for less than that if you buy it from China. We are now in a disposable society. We're now talking about a $2,000 John Deere branded riding lawnmower, 42-inch cut, and the carburetors have a defect by design. They will not last. So I just wanted to share that with the class. It's a ridiculous design. And if you want to buy a pretty much any brand riding mower, you're going to have this silly engine design by Briggs & Stratton. And I don't know what the solution is, because it used to be there used to be lots of different engines that you could get. You could get a Tecumseh. You could get a better design Briggs & Stratton, but nope. Now you get these powerful V-shaped engines that have these silly carburetors that you are going to have to buy a replacement for, unless you want to get the orifices and fix it yourself. And carburetors are now considered maintenance, routine maintenance items. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. So I just wanted to share that. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. I just want to comment on that, the intake. I think I just had this phrase come into my head as you were describing that, and I think it's a phrase that you've heard before. Who designed that? Who approved that design, and who designed that? You know, that's just dumb. Really?
I can't imagine me saying... I can't imagine me saying to my son, hey, I got a great idea. Let's just put these orifices in there that are going to meter the fuel, and it's going to be held in by friction, by these O-rings. And, yeah, the fuel's going to deteriorate, but that's okay. That's okay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of people along the southeast coast from Florida up to the Carolinas have been ordered to evacuate coastal areas ahead of now Category 2 Hurricane Dorian. U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says people need to take these evacuation orders seriously.
One of the things I've been saying is that complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott speaking there to Fox News. The National Hurricane Center still warning of life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds across the coasts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas over the next few days. Hong Kong's leader announcing the formal withdrawal of a controversial extradition bill. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds,
during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I can't resist telling you this. There's a new beer that is available. It's made in Berlin. And what they do is, water is so precious that they are making beer with Berlin's wastewater. I am not exaggerating. They are taking the toilet flushings and everything that goes down the drain from 1,300,000 people. And they are treating that water, and they are now using that water instead of emptying the treated water into streams and rivers and so forth. It goes directly into their beer. And they got a great name for this beer. It's called, I'm going to spell it, R-E-U-S-E. Let me spell it a different way. R-E-U-S-E. Reuse brew. Reuse brew. So literally, they are taking wastewater. Flush it today, beer in a couple of weeks. Can you imagine that? That's where we are. And that's what one of my professors said back in the 1970s. He said, you guys in class in about 40 years are going to have a big problem. Clean air, clean water, and trash. And you have to figure out what to do with it. So he's right. I mean, it's a little more than 40 years, but here we are. And we are now brewing beer. And I'll bet you this really takes off. I'll bet you people with green hair and blue hair and pink hair say, this is the coolest thing. We're drinking the last or 2 weeks ago's poop and pee. Any comments, Gwyneth? This is not, I'm not making this up. This is true.
That's stomach churning, Vincent.
Yeah.
Absolutely stomach churning.
Yeah, and the way water is treated by the earth is really simple. So we have the evaporative cycle. Water evaporates, it goes into the clouds, then it rains, comes back down. Once it evaporates, it's pretty darn pure. It's distilled water. And when it comes back down, it actually picks up some pollutants from the air, goes onto the ground, gets filtered by many, many, many feet, hundreds of feet of earth. And that actually filters the water, goes into the underground aquifers, and it's out of the reach of the sun. And that's how water is purified naturally. And then we just drill holes into those aquifers and we pump it out. And we're stupid with it because we waste it. We waste it on golf courses. We waste it on fountains. We waste it on washing cars that don't need to be washed. We waste it on watering lawns that don't need to be watered, just to make things beautiful. And in some neighborhoods, if your lawn turns brown, you get fined. And in California, you get fined if your lawn turns brown, and you also get fined if you water your lawn. So you get it both ways in California. So we have municipalities enforcing that you water your lawn, and also enforcing that you don't waste water. I don't know. And then we have municipalities that will fine you if you capture rainwater that lands on your roof, put it into an underground tank, and use that for washing cars at a car dealership rather than using the municipal water supply. Can you imagine that? It's absolutely true. I talked to the dealership that happened to, and I said, let's go expose these criminals in your municipality, your city. And they said, no, we worked it out. They're going to give us a workaround. So we're going to buy the water from the city to wash our cars rather than use our own water. Absolute insanity. But that's where we are. So, Gwyneth, back to you. I'm sorry I took us on a couple detours here.
That's all right. I collect my own rainwater off of my own roof, and I store it in two huge cisterns that sit just outside of my house. I have a total capacity of about 10,000 gallons of rainwater capacity, and that's my drinking water for the year. And I've been here for 6 years, and I've never, ever run out of drinking water. And sometimes we don't get any significant rain here for 5 or 6 months at a time, and that's totally normal. And so that 10,000 gallons during the summer when we get no rain whatsoever, that's my drinking water supply. So if everybody did that, then these municipalities would go out of business. If everybody had a solar panel and generated their own electricity and just didn't hook up to the grid and had nickel-ion batteries, the likes of Leclerc Electrical Cooperative would go out of business. And, this is my version of going gold, And for example, I bought two lawnmowers today. Did you know that, Vincent?
Are they four wheel drive?
They're not fully grown lawnmowers yet. They're about 6 inches tall at the shoulder at the moment. But when they're fully grown, they'll be about, maybe 8 inches tall at the shoulder. And the back legs go hoppity hop. And they've got long ears. Hmm. And they live in a little cage in my backyard. And if I wanted to, I could move the cage around. But I've got it figured out that I can just cut what they need, and then once a day go and put put the lawn into their cage, and then they'll convert that lawn into meat, into manure, and into, because they are Angora lawnmowers, they will also convert it into lovely, beautiful, spinnable fiber, so I can take up another one of my hobbies, which is spinning and weaving again. Mm-hmm. You probably guess what I'm talking about now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so these are rabbits, and how much did they cost?
Oh, the price of rabbits around here is absolutely amazing. These particular rabbits cost $60 each.
Wow.
Yep.
Boy, am I out of touch.
Because people don't recognize them. The regular non-Angora lawnmowers, they cost something between $45 and $50 each.
Mm-hmm.
But these were Angora lawnmowers, and so they had a premium price on them.
Yeah. In the United States, nobody's breeding them.
Can you believe that? People are not breeding rabbits. If anyone wants to make money out there, they should start breeding rabbits.
Well,
sell them.
We have some friends by the name of Dollar Height, and John and Judy Dollar Height, and their son wanted to earn a little extra money, so he was raising rabbits. And the U.S. duh came down on them and fined them about $1 million, literally, I'm not exaggerating, because they didn't like the cages that these rabbits were in. They said, well, they couldn't tell them what was wrong with the cages, but there's a little bit of rust there at the bottom, a little spot of rust from the rabbit urine, and the cages were nice. I mean, they were very, very nice, but the U.S. duh came down on them and fined them about $1 million, and they wrote a book called Going Down the Multi-Million-Dollar Rabbit Hole. And I have a copy, an autographed copy of the book. Judy Dollar Height wrote it. So if you're going to raise rabbits, you don't ask for permission, in my opinion.
No,
just
do it.
This
is not for profit, by the way. This is just to keep us upbeat. And this is just to provide me with some spinning fibers, because spinning fiber can be hard to come by sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, rabbits don't make any noise. They hardly smell at all. I think if you had a neighbor that had some rabbits, you'd never know it. You'd never know it. But the U.S. Yes. Mm-hmm. In the United States, if you buy a rabbit from a pet store, it's between $20 and $40. But if you buy it from a rescue, a rescue organization, it'd be between $5 and $20, and you might be able to get it even for less than that from a farmer. So yeah, and rabbit manure is fabulous for the garden.
And like I say, this is an option, because you can get movable hutches where you just move their hutch around over your lawn, and you can use your lawn to feed your rabbit. And this is what rabbits eat in nature. They eat grass. And you can buy all sorts of fancy rabbit mixes from your pet shop. You don't need them. They need grass, and they need occasional hard vegetables, like, for instance, turnips, swedes, or carrots, to gnaw on so that they can have some extra vitamins and so that they can keep their teeth short. You know, otherwise they'll chew the wood on their cage to keep their teeth short and they'll destroy their cage. Yeah. But this is it, you know. They're the easiest animals in the whole world to keep. And, why aren't people considering this as a lawn mowing option? I don't know.
Well, it sounds like it'd work if you could fence them in. Sounds because they have some predators that can run faster and have bigger bites.
Yeah, everything hunts them in nature. Yeah. So, like I say, it's good for them to have a hutch where they can, maybe be concealed from predators from the air. They don't need a very tall hutch because, you know, they're not very tall. But they do need somewhere in their hutch where they can, a little bedroom space where they can go and they can feel enclosed. Because that's another thing that they psychologically need. And if they don't, they'll end up feeling extremely stressed, if they don't have a little bedroom on their hutch. Because in nature, of course, they make burrows. And they need to have some wire on the bottom of their cage to keep the predators out, to keep the predators from digging in, but also to keep the rabbits from digging out, because they are rabbits and they will dig. And so you need that little bit of wire on the bottom of their cage just to stop them from doing that. And you need to move their cage every day. Or if the cage is in one place, then you need to put fresh food in there every day and fresh water. And you need to empty the manure out from time to time. But otherwise, they're the easiest animals in the whole world to keep. And if they are angoras, then you need to brush them once a week. And you collect their fiber. And like I say, if you happen to be a spinner or a weaver, it's the most delightful fiber you could possibly imagine. They're just an absolutely delightful creature to cuddle. And if you've got children, to train your children to handle them gently is just an absolutely marvelous lesson in that here is this creature, and they are quite clever.
Hold that thought.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I just was looking at the hinges on the studio door. And you know, I converted our dining room into a studio for the broadcast. So I put on these, there's a French door on one door, and the other is just a, it's got, you know, glass individual lights. And the hinges squeak. And I'm thinking, you know, I only did this like a year and a half ago. What's the deal? And it has these ball bearing hinges. And so I just wanted to tell you the tip about what do you do when your door hinges squeak. One at a time, you drive out the hinge pins. You drive them out from the bottom. You can take a small hammer with a heavy nail and just tap, 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 gently tap the hinge pin out. And then what I do is I coat it with one of two things. I used to coat it with Vaseline because it's clear and it won't stain. And you take a Q-tip and you paint the pin with some Vaseline, and then you can take that same Q-tip and put it inside the hinge from the bottom and the top and add some Vaseline around all the surfaces that contact the pin. And then you slowly tap the pin back in. Or you can use my favorite, which would be the red synthetic grease. You can get a tub of that at the Chinese factory outlet for about $5. And I use it for all kinds of things, lug nuts, wheel bolts, and hinge pins. So try not to get it on the paint because it will stain. And once you do that, your hinges won't squeak for years. Just a quick tip. Back to rabbits.
Yes.
Rabbits, a female rabbit can have a litter of rabbits in, what, about 30 days? 28 to 31 days, somewhere around there?
Yeah, that's right. And she can, you know, basically go out and get pregnant pretty well within a day or two of her giving birth, and it's actually totally normal for her to do so. And the kits are weaned within a month, and then she'll give birth again. and there might be 6, 8, 10 or even 12 kittens in a litter. So, yeah, and then you put the baby kittens into a nursery area and, you know, look after them. And so you've pretty well got a constant supply. Every 8 weeks, you've got a doe giving birth. You know, so if you've got 8 does, then you've got, you know, a doe giving birth every week on average. How's that?
So if let's say you started out with a, but yes, it is. So let's say you started out with a 4-week-old pair of rabbits, male and female, so one of each. At the end of a year, under normal circumstances, how many rabbits do you think you might have?
I don't know. I haven't done the calculations. You could, I guess you could potentially have thousands. I think that you're supposed to just put the male and female together at 12 weeks. And the male and the female that I've got are 12 weeks old. So they're going together and they're running around chasing each other around the rabbit pen tonight. I went out there a little bit before the broadcast. And I heard all their little rabbit noises. And so that's very good. And normally a female rabbit comes on estrus every 7 days. So, yeah. But if she's put with a male, if she hasn't been with males for a while and she's put with a male, she will come on estrus within 24 to 48 hours. They really are amazing, amazing, amazing creatures. They really are. And so, yeah, you like I say, if you had a model of where, you know, you had one male and let's say 8 females and you just keep circulating the male among the females' cages, you'll never run out of meat, you'll never run out of fiber. And, yeah, that's, you know, that's you fed and that's your dogs fed. But the only thing is, something you've got to be aware of with regards to nutrition and rabbit meat, you still need to have a source of fat because rabbits have virtually no fat in their meat. Yes, they are an excellent source of protein. Yes, they are delicious. I love rabbit meat, but they don't have much fat, and you actually need fat of animal origin for a healthy diet. So the way that we've got it structured, I think, is we also have chickens generally, and their eggs are quite a good source of healthy fat for you, healthy animal fat, but also butter and cheese. Other sources of animal fat that we have around here. So, but we have to buy those from the grocery store at the moment. If I wanted to get into making them, I'd have to get either goats or cattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is life on the farm. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And you can find her by searching the internet. Gwyneth Isaacs, ISAACS.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.